Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back David White, who's been reading tarot cards for the past 15 years and professionally for the last 6 or 7. After working for an online psychic service as a professional reader, he didn't like many of the things that he saw or was asked to do. So to preserve his integrity, he ventured out on his own and created his own small home-based business as a reader. He is an empath, a clairvoyant, and sometimes medium, but his first and foremost love is being a tarot card reader. And David has been a popular guest on the show. I've had him on several times over the last couple of years, and it's interesting the way I found him, because he was a caller on one of my shows, and when I found out what he did, I asked him if he'd like to guest on my show, and it's been sweet providence ever since. So let me welcome David White. And David, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Dave. How are you doing? We just talked a minute ago, behind the scenes there.
I know, but thank you for the sweet intro. Yeah, you're welcome, and I'm doing good too. It's been a good day. David, you wanted to mention a couple of things, your website, and also what you want people to know up front before you give readings tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I do. Okay, so my website is frgreeting.net. Okay, you can go there and learn more about me, things like that. And I also want to, I do it from home. It's a hobby, so it might not look real professional to some people, but it is a blast. And I have lots of PDF files down there, free to download. Like, I think there's like 10. So I'm excited about that. And some of them are like 500-600 pages, the Book of Thoth, Learning the Tarot Lessons, and they're all free PDF files and, no virus or anything like that. Number two. Let me back up for a second. Well, hey, thanks, Dave, for having me here again. I really appreciate being here.
No problem. Glad to have you.
Yeah, well, hang on. And so this is how I work, everybody, if you're listening. So, Dave, I wanted to mention real quick, too, is that, there's a relatively new term that's come out. I just found out about it, actually, over, the last year. And it's called a clairempath or clairempathy. And that's really, really helped me to, it's really helped me to define and kind of pinpoint who I am and what I do. And I cannot believe I actually found this. It was about 6 months ago. So I looked it up and it was actually, there's a definition. It's called clairempathy. And so that's who I am. So I'm a clairempath. And you can look that up. You can Google it and stuff. But basically what it means is that instead of working just off of your empathy and what it does is it combines your empathic ability a little bit more flawlessly with your clairvoyance. So this way it's just easier to understand, because now you have your empathy working, in conjunction with your clair, all at the exact same time, which is sometimes different than just going from it at an empathetic point of view or a clairvoyance point of view. So it's called a clairempathy, and that's kind of what I really like doing.
Huh.
One more thing. So this. Yeah, it's very interesting. You should look it up. Yeah.
I will.
So there are 3-card tarot readings. They're short readings. And the reason why you have to be careful people always have a second question. I understand that. I really do. But this is the thing, guys, ladies, gentlemen, and you know, all the listeners, is that there's only so much information you can get from a three-card reading. So if a reader was to continue to ask questions, they really shouldn't have a whole lot more to tell them, because then you're kind of, you know, if the information is not there, the information is not there. If the information is there and I see it, then I will pass that along, okay? So they are kind of general, but yet they're specific. So that's how that works, okay? So a lot of times it's a true-false question. And what I do is I'll do the three-card spread. I just read my cards strictly intuitive. I don't do spreads. And like in my home-based business, unless one is asked. But I don't do spreads. I just lay them out. So general three-card readings, but they'll still be exciting. If you want just a general reading, then that what that means is it's just a message from spirit. I mean, they're all spirit-led. But this would be something specific to you. So it may, a lot of the time, it really turns out to be just a nice compliment and maybe something that you might have forgotten about that you should maybe think about redoing or retrying. And it just always seems to be a really nice compliment. And with that, that's about it. So that should help us get along here in the process so we can get through some callers.
That's Sounds it. Good. Well, callers, yeah. I haven't to any of you yet tonight, which you may have found to be unusual. It was just a question of timing. And so I'm going first to area code 865, and give me just a minute, and I'll bring you live.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good.
Okay, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Lynn. Thank you for taking
my call. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank
Say
you.
Hi to David.
Hi, David. You sound
Hello.
Familiar. Hi.
I do. I might have given you a reading before.
Yeah, I think so. Months ago. Several months ago. Yeah.
Well, that's good. So
and
what's
really
going on?
Good.
What can I help you with today?
Well, can you tell me, I'm kind of interested in what you may see or feel for me for love. Love relationship, anything coming up or anyone around or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on out there? So I read two decks. I'm currently learning the Lenormand, so I'll use an Oracle deck for Lynn. And this is John Holland's Psychic Tarot, which I've been reading for over 10 years. And the Rider-Waite deck, okay? So this is how I work, Lynn. So let's say if I don't see anybody in front of you or something coming into play, then how it works is it would show me something that you might want to look at or something that could be slowing down the process from that happening. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, let's take a look. So I don't read these. I'm not going to read these reversed. Okay, let's take a look. You know, basically, I'll tell you, I'm pretty straight to the point, Lynn. So this is what I think.
Yeah.
I think that after the last time you walked, well, I don't want to say that you walked away, but the last one ended, whatever that was, or for whatever reason, basically, you know, one person had walked away. It talks about lots of time after children had been born and things like that, okay? And then it talks about you actually kind of going on vacation and just really taking your time. So not literally going on vacation, but you've been taking your time.
Yeah.
I know. So all it's saying is kind of giving you like, I feel like walking up to you and just kind of grabbing you by the back of the shoulder if you're wearing a jacket or something, just kind of help lift you up a little bit. And because you're way past the... And I think that's really all it is. You're way past the stuck in fear stage. I know that you were in that for quite a while, like 8 months. What's been going on over the last 8 months?
Well, I've been kind of, I don't know, just not really looking for anyone, particularly in my area. Because, I mean, there have been different ones, but nothing that really kind of sticks out, you know.
Okay. Well, I would say, I see something come. So you're at the final push now. because I think that you're really beginning to get to a point where you can accept a relationship into your life, along, and it's going to be as long as it's harmonious with your spiritual growth, because that's just a little bit what's in your path right now. I think it's kind of confusing you a little bit. So it's saying that now you're on the final path of push, which is good. And, you know, you just have to trust that spirit's going to help you. See, because spirit wouldn't put you in a relationship that's going to hinder you or stop you. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I see. Okay. But as far as anybody, like, coming directly in or things like that, I don't see right now with this. But, you know, just something to look at. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much,
awesome,
David.
Lynn.
Thanks,
You're
David.
Welcome.
You're welcome, Lynn. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you, David. God bless.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I recognize this next number, but I'm not sure who it is. Area code 941. What is your name, please?
Hi. My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Fine. I have a question. I am wondering when do you see me finding a new office? I just got out of my lease in a month, which I can, leave if I want beforehand, and I still have to pay her for the extra month. But
sure.
When do you see me finding a better office space to rent for my business?
Okay, let's take a look. I see. I'm looking up. For one thing, this is going to be on the... I see a building, and I'm looking up. It's like on the second floor, and I'm actually out on the street in my town is where I am. And the first thing I haven't drawn a card yet, and the first thing I heard was 3 weeks. But let's take a look. That's kind of the short of things. That's okay. So, I mean, I do that, but then I use the cards to kind of verify it. Let's see. Okay. Okay. All right. This is what I think. The only issue I'm saying like 5 weeks. Okay. It's still talking about just a little bit of chatter going on between you and whoever the building owner is or whatever's going on there, that there still might be some issues finishing things up. Okay. So it's saying don't charge into anything like that, because you pretty much, got all your ducks in a row. But you're going to be a lot happier because the Ten of Cups came up as an end result. And that's the fourth card, which sums up all the other three for me. So, and that's a very, very harmonious card. So, I would say within like 5 weeks, and then you'd be settled in. I think that you'd be very happy where you're going to go or what you're going to select. And I hear select specifically. I don't hear pick. I hear select, which automatically tells me that you're offered choices. And then I think that you're going to be happy really within like nine weeks. That's what I see. Okay, so if there's any lingering issues, just handle them in a strictly professional manner. Don't go charging into anything. Let these ends kind of tidy themselves up, and you'll be good to go within 5 weeks.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, should I still be looking at, like, trying to find this place off the same, because I've been on Craigslist looking for an office space. Am I looking at the right ads,
excellent question.
Yeah,
this is what I see. I see, and a lot of the time, this is where actually my truck driving experience plays a role to help me today. I see a city, I see a bypass, and I'm looking, it's saying that everything to the southwest is really hot and crowded and kind of really, really busy, but I keep on looking for someplace quieter and maybe even a little further away. And I'm looking to the northwest. So look around the northwest of the city. I can narrow that down because I can guarantee you there's nothing to the southwest. To the northeast or to the southeast. That's the best I see. That's why I would concentrate my effort on the northwest. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That'll help you narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Carla.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Studio's a little slow. Area code 775. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento. And,
hi, Wendy.
Hello, David. This has been a big day for me right now. I can't tell you on the air everything, but tremendous news. I made a decision today. I felt like my attorney was leaning towards protecting his referral source in the chiropractor he referred me to. And ultimately, I decided to go to another attorney. So she is a female attorney, a very well-known. And she certainly did not have to accept my case, but she feels sorry for what I've been through. And I signed papers today that I'm Ashley is my new attorney. I'd like to know if this was a wise decision and when I'll how long I can put off going on Social Security, please.
Okay, hold on. Well, as far as your last question, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's not a good idea. I don't think that's a good idea. Let's just stay with that for a minute, okay? It doesn't make sense to me why you're going to throw a roadblock up in your way because you're trying to push something to the absolute limit. That doesn't make sense to me because you always have to weigh the odds. See, this is the issue. I haven't pulled the cards yet. But the issue with that, and that kind of, I don't like that. I don't think you should jeopardize yourself with waiting and waiting, especially with Social Security. I mean, seriously, you don't want to do that. For whatever the reason is, more money, whatever the reason is, I don't know, but it doesn't seem to make sense. You don't want to jeopardize yourself because you have to weigh. What happens if it doesn't work out? I mean, because I waited a day too long. So personally, honestly, I think you should really, really consider that. If there's something you can get from Social Security, take the money and run, okay? That's how I feel about that, okay? And I've been around a while, and things can switch on a dime. The economy can switch tomorrow, and there's an issue. So take the money and run. That's my advice on that, okay? Now this, hold on. You know, it's kind of showing the same thing. It's saying that you've actually, you know, you've come out, you're really open. It says that you're making friends with people. And then you're pulling back. It's saying that someone keeps on holding something from you. I feel like there's a thief out there somewhere, okay? And yet, you want to be stubborn about it. Because you've been offered things before, and you're sitting there, and you're kind of stubborn, quite frankly. Okay? My advice, take the money and run. This is what I seen when you first called. This is what I seen. I seen a lady. It looked like she might have just been in like a tornado. I seen scrap metal, I seen tin roofs all over the place, and I seen her picking things up. She was lifting them up. This is a disaster area. You don't want to go there. Take the money and run. That's my best advice, because you don't want this to happen to you. And that was I always see something before I put the cards down, but I don't say it. And to me, this is a warning. I don't want to scare you, but I that's what I think. Okay, because you can only be stubborn so long, and then that's it. I mean, the door's going to slam. So I don't think you should risk it. That's what I think. Okay?
But
I mean, this
can
go on
what?
And on and on. How about if you do? How about if something happens to you and you lose your Social Security because you decide to wait just a little bit longer? See, that's the thing. Now you're in the realm of attorney after attorney after attorney. Now you can be in a vicious cycle. If you can settle it, whatever you can get from Social Security, I would take it and run. That's my best advice, because I think you're going to go from lawyer to lawyer to lawyer, and that's what I think. Okay?
Yeah, it's not with Social Security. I was in a backseat of a yellow cab. We were rear-ended, so I've not worked since for about 6 months now, and I have an injury attorney. But I switched attorneys because I felt like the one that I had was not advocating properly to me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said Social Security. Okay.
No, I'm putting off drawing Social Security because I want to get as much as possible from Social Security.
Okay.
Standard
well, that's
social
my advice.
Security.
Yeah, Wendy, that's what I would think. I really, and I mean, I'm just I'm pretty straight up. I mean, I'm just going to tell you what I see, and that's all that's what I see. Best advice is I wouldn't risk it. You're welcome. It's better off to be happy with a little less than not happy at all. Always weigh the odds. Am I going to lose more than I'm going to gain? That's what you should be asking yourself right now, okay? So that's what I think. You're welcome.
Good night, Wendy.
Good night.
Sorry to cut you off there. Okay, our next caller is from area code 805, and you're live. Mm-hmm. What is your first name, please?
David, hi. This is Donna. Thank you for taking
Hi, Donna.
Hi. And hi, David, second David.
how you doing?
Great name. My brother's David, too. Yeah, my question is, am I going to meet a fellow that will go into a marriage? Do you see me getting married at some point?
Okay. Do I see anybody that's actually serious?
Yeah, somebody that I'll meet that'll be serious for a marriage.
Okay. Good. You know, I'm glad you didn't say soulmate and all that stuff, because my opinion is that when somebody looks for a soulmate, I always think that it's kind of an excuse to run away at the first sign of trouble, you know, because if they're my soulmate, this wouldn't happen and things like that. So I think it's a real injustice and disservice to do that. So I like the question. Let's see. Okay. Wow, you actually got some amazing cards right now. Okay.
Good.
Okay, so I seen what happened about 4 years ago. I seen how, and then there was a tree. Anyway, so you're doing actually pretty good right now, because the tree's been planted. It's got a good foundation. It's already gotten larger. It's bared fruit and all these types of things. Long story short, I think it could happen within 5 months, because the major arcana card comes in within 5 months. And this is one of them, anyway. And that normally talks about things that are actually outside of your control. And the card before that is fulfillment of wishes. And this is just an overwhelming, like, it would be like winning the lottery, basically. Even though it's not actually the luck card, but it'd be the same thing. It's fulfillment of wishes. And this card always means, for me, and how I've always used it in like 10 years, it's either about money or it's about relationships. Because of the overflowing coin chest and the waterfalls around it and all these and some other things. So, you know, I just, and then the third eye is the last card. So I think you're doing good. I think you're on the right track. My only advice would be is to search. So if you're not inside of some type of group or circle or something like that, I think that could do you really good. Because it's saying that you'll be able to find this through your third eye. So through your clairvoyance and your intuition. Okay? But how do you get there? Where is it, right? And the only thing that you can do to make that happen is to be more interactive with people like that. Do you understand?
Yeah. Well, I'm going on a retreat in September for 6 days, a retreat. Everybody's my age, men and women.
Uh-huh.
You know, my age, I'm a little older. I'm 64. Then I'm going Lake Tahoe for a week, and then I'm going to Vegas for a week in December. So maybe it'll even happen in December. You know, like you said, 5 months.
Yeah, November 7th. Yeah, and normally I'm only off either a month either side, or a year either side, or weeks either side. It's normally just one, you know, one on either side of that. So that's what I think. So just be really open. Put a little bit more weight into your clairvoyance and your intuition. I mean, even for the subtlest energies, if you don't even like the person for the subtlest reason, just don't go next to them. If there's something you do like, try to engage it. Okay? That's what I think.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting, Wendy.
Donna.
Oh, I have my card over your name. I hit the last name. Donna's underneath the card. So that's what I think, Donna. It looks good.
Okay.
Really good. And hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
What is it? Why did I just draw a Hershey kiss? Do you understand that? Hershey kisses?
Well, I like the Hershey kisses, but I haven't had any lately because I'm dieting.
Who else liked them a lot? Anybody come to mind? Valentine's Day? A big heart? and Hershey Kisses. Just think about it, okay? That's all.
Yeah, boyfriend, I think, liked those, but that was like 10 years ago.
I think it's a little more than that. Okay, well, thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless, Donna.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Okay, area code 901, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, David, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My name is Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, David. Hi. David, do you see me in a romance anytime soon?
Let's see. Let's take a look. I have found I've seen a lot of nervousness in your voice, and then this is what I drew, because I draw the person when I write the person's name. When I write the person's name, sometimes I see things, and there's like a little loudspeaker, and there's a little line going through it.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's been a long time, actually quite a long time since you've actually kind of made yourself known, okay, or have really spoken out or something like that. But listen, but you're in such a much better. I feel like I'm talking to someone who's very wise, who's very old, but not like physically old, but like an old soul and things like that. And your frequency is just, it goes up. Really, it's really, really smooth. So that's what I think is. And that, I don't know why, what you've doing to restrict, and what you've been doing to restrict that. But let's take a look.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I think, and I'm going to say it really quick because it just came to me real quick, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Don't let the lack of reward and recognition from looking upon the past, stop you from... Okay, how do I say this again? Don't stop yourself by looking upon the past from I don't know if it was a relationship or... Yeah, it was a relationship, but I feel like this was a long time ago. That was really spiritual, really intense, really physical, things like that. Due to the lack of recognition then, don't let that stop you from being recognized today. That's what I heard really fast when I seen the cards. And that's what, do you understand any of that?
Yes, I do.
Makes sense a little bit?
It makes sense a whole lot, David.
Okay, good, Anna. Good for you. So, I just feel a little apprehensive. I'm a little nervous about stepping forward because I don't know if it's the same bridge that was there before that was kind of creaky and, you know, I couldn't really trust him. I feel like I might have been able to fall through or something. I feel like all that's gone. You see,
okay.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
not
I do.
There no more. And
okay.
You've gotten a lot of help from spirit and stuff, so... I think it's just going to take a little bit of a leap of faith on your behalf, and that's about it. I think it'd be good. And that's
okay.
What I think, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very
welcome.
Thanks for calling, Anna.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
You never know which one you're talking to. Okay, Dave.
I'm husky tonight, I know. Area code 917, you're live. Hello, area code 917.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, what's your name, please? Tim?
It's Tim. Yep.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see if there was any message from the spirit or the cards in regards to me finding a new job / career, bringing some new things in my life.
Sure. What? I missed his name, Dave. What was his name?
Oh, sure. Tim? T-I-M? Tim?
Tim. T-I-M. Okay. Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. When I draw your name, this is what I see. I see like an old-fashioned antenna, kind of like a something you would use out of a coat hanger and you would stick on your TV or something. So that's before I draw the cards. I don't know what it is about the communications field or something to do in a communications field and with broadcasting, but I'm not saying like on TV or anything like that, but something to do there. that's what I've seen. I don't know what, you might have some type of knack for that stuff. I'm not sure, but let's take a look.
Okay, communication. Got it.
Yeah, like an antenna. Like an antenna's broadcast, antenna's receive. But I'm not talking like TV or radio or something like that. I'm talking like actual, literally, communications field. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's take a look. Okay. So if this, I see, this is what I see, and it's actually a really, really good card. I see that the home is really good. I see that there's an emperor and there's an empress, which these two couldn't be a better, like mom and pop, grandfather, grandma. You couldn't pick two better cards. So these two are the pillars of your home and your foundation, and they're actually very, very good. They're very, very strong. And the card in the middle is a Four of Wands, which is amazing because it's a celebration. And if the card was upside down, then I would say that there was something in your path, and be careful because you're about to trip over it, but it's not. You know, this is the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, and it's the Four of Wands. It's just a happy time celebration. There's garland, there's fruit, so it's going to be very abundant. Bottom line, you'll be out of all of this, and your pillars of your home will finally be able to support some really good things happening, and this is saying within 4 months. 4 months. That's what I think. But you'll be done. You know, I think you'll be really stabilized, and because you got just an excellent foundation for the home, and that's what I think.
Got it. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, David. Sorry for the background noise when you talk to my kid. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. We love kids on this show.
It sounds like a joyful place, Tim.
Yeah, it does.
It is. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Wow, that was interesting.
Right.
I've never seen anything like that before. That was very interesting. Yeah. Two of the best cards to represent the pillars of a home, you know, looking like, because you have to picture yourself, you're the card in the middle. And that was very, very, it was very exciting too. That was very interesting. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, area code 352, bringing you live, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, this is Joanna. Hello, David and David.
Hi,
hello,
hey.
Joanna.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. My best friend and I recently reconciled our friendship. He had ended it months ago and kept reaching out to me, and finally we reconciled it, and I wondered if you saw this as a positive moving forward.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's take a look. We'll use John Holland Psychic Tarot. John Holland Psychic Tarot. Yeah, where did I get that from? John Holland's, well, it's called Psychic Tarot, but it's an oracle deck. So it's called John Holland Psychic Oracle Deck. So, but it's an oracle deck. But there's the name of it. Okay, let's see. You know, this is not the first time. If you just, okay, let me tell you what I see when I drew your name.
Okay.
The bottom line, what I think, I don't think it's over, that's for sure. And then this talks,
okay.
I see what it looks like, almost like a little cup of tea. And I ask myself, okay, like when is tea time? Because, you know, these things are going to be talked about again, you know, and when somebody decides to pop their head up out of nowhere. So it's definitely not over.
Okay.
And it talks about a really lot. I feel like I've had lots and lots of really great spiritual conversations with you and things like that.
Yep.
Some tough, intensive talks, but honesty. And honesty always played the main role or the main policy, things like that. But
yeah,
this is
definitely.
Not an issue of this. Yeah, I know. This is not an issue about trust, though, is it?
No.
I didn't think so. Yeah, they'll be back around. But hang on. Let me take a look, okay, Joanna?
Okay.
I think it's just going to take another really good cup of tea. I see the breakup. I see the spiritual strength and things there. So the spiritual strength card comes up. It's always about the really, really the final push. Just before the door, where you just need that little extra kind of, you know, hump or just energy to give you that little, basically kind of like a push in the rear, you know. I always see that card is like that. But then accelerated motion comes up, which is really good because it talks about wishing upon a star. Actually,
oh, wonderful.
So, I mean, these cards are so basic, but it's also, I mean, it can get really, really deep, but it comes down to the same thing, which is the way you two are. It's about your energy connection together and all these other things. So I don't think this will keep you apart. For how long? It could be a little while, but it's not over by any means. So, you know, I think what you're wishing for is really going to come true. I hope you're wishing for it anyway. I mean, that's the way it sounds, because it sounds like you guys are it's just going to take another cup of tea. The bottom line, that's what I heard. That's what I heard when I actually wrote your name down.
Yes, okay? And I am wishing you're right. Thank you so much, and bless you. Thank you, David, and bless you as well. Thank you again. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, bye, Joanna. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 631, you are next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
How are you both doing today, tonight?
Good. Good.
I don't know if you just want to do a general reading or you need a question?
Sure. No, we do a general reading.
All right. Then you can just do that.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
I have a question for you. It might seem a little odd. Do you have any immigrants? Any immigrants that actually had traveled to this country at one time? Because I see a train. It's a really old train, and I see a little kid like crossing right in front of it. But it's like a steam train. This is from a long, long time ago. So just keep that in the back of your mind if something pops up, okay?
Sure. Well, maybe one of my lifetimes.
That's okay.
Past lives.
Yeah, this just pops up. Let's see. So I'll use the Oracle deck. Okay. One sec. Trying to get to just one on the bottom. All right, got it. Okay. Let's take a look. Okay. All right, so this talks a little bit about things that were happening when you were probably about 13 that was very transformative. Sometimes that'll pop up, and sometimes it's a nice reminder to us, okay? So these things are definitely, you know, have happened in your life and will probably just keep on continuing to happen. But this says that you're actually very balanced and that, you know, ultimately the fulfillment of wishes comes up again. But what I keep on hearing is with you, it's more about repetition. Like repetition, you just do it over and over and over and over again. But to also have some variety amongst it. And that's what I see. And it's really going to help to relax you and get you into a really regenerative place. Okay? Because it's actually seeing you actually very balanced. That's my best advice. A lot of time for me, it helps to do things during the same time of the day, especially if I want to talk to spirit and things like that. And that's what I see. So pick your favorite subjects, and you know, it's about repetition. That's what they're saying. Okay. Do you understand that?
I think I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure I'll think of something.
That's okay.
Okay.
And then the next card is the throat chakra. So it's all about communication, and it just confirms what I'm saying. It's all about the throat chakra, so it's all about communication. So my advice, I don't know if you know about the chakras, but look into the throat chakra.
Yeah.
But it's just about more communication, you know, more communication and being more confident in your communicative skill, communication skills and all these other types of things. But, okay?
Okay.
That's what I think, Rosemary.
All right.
You're doing pretty good.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, David.
You're
all right,
welcome.
Have a good night.
Good night, Rose.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. I know this phone number. This is Sharon. And Sharon, you're
Sharon.
Live.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello.
I got in, yay.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, with time to spare.
Thank you.
Hey, Sharon.
Can I ask my question?
Sure.
I just wanted to know, I was going to get help in paying for a medical procedure, which is less than $1,000 by a friend of mine. And it was all decided, it was decided on how many payments I would make and how much. And this morning, he changed his mind, he said. Do you see that happening? Before he goes back, changing his mind again?
Okay, let's see.
Say yes.
No, no, I have to look. So you say you wanted me to find out if he's actually serious about what he's saying. That's what I hear you, that's what I hear you asking me.
That he'll change
his
mind to yes. To yes.
That he will change his mind to yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
He had already said yes.
Okay. Yeah, you just obviously you don't trust the guy or something about him. Okay. Let's take a look. This is a one-card reading. The answer is yes. It's a Three of Cups, which means it's really something that would be offered to you. They're offering something to somebody. They're offering, this lady's offering a bouquet of flowers to a child, and it's always just a helping hand, an extending hand, and it's all about love and caring and things like that, because it's from the cups, okay? But let's see, real quick. Yeah, he can do it. He can do it. He can do it because he's a King of Pentacles, so. So, something about the money that he can handle. Like he can manipulate stuff. In other words, to be able to best. But no, hang on a second. No, I mean, this is, I'm thinking like paperwork, all these other kinds of things. So what I'm saying is I think that he knows that he can make it happen. And I think that's why he's going to go along with what he says he's going to do. Do you understand?
Okay, but he changed his mind, he said this morning, and it wasn't because of the money. You know, he just said some other stupid reasons.
So you're asking me if he's going to change his mind to yes from what he has it his mind set on right now, correct?
Yeah, because he originally said yes.
It's saying that he's going to help you.
Oh,
well,
good.
I mean,
you don't.
Well, what I'm saying is that because I'm going on the opposite, because obviously you don't sound happy with what he's saying, so. For example, the Six of Cups wouldn't come up because it's not like he's offering you something that's more caring and loving. So it's part of it's kind of like on a feeling I read the cards, and part of it's on, you know, the cards that are around it, okay? So that's what I think. Now, unless you could do it specifically maybe just for you, you know, especially for you or something like that, I'm not sure. But it's saying that you are going to be offered something, you know, out of caring and friendship and love and things like this. So it's actually a very good card. So I think he's somehow going to make it work so that you get what you want. That's what I think.
Yay.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Nobody gets everything right every time. It just doesn't happen because then you'd have to be perfect, you know. And nobody's perfect. So nobody can get it right all the time, but I'm more often right than I am wrong, and that's what I think. Okay, Sharon?
Yay. What service did you work for? Because I know a lot of them.
Oh, Raynham. I worked for Raynham for a little while, and I still pop on once in a while, but I'm mainly kind of using it as a platform to try to do some mediumship. So that's, you know, I can kind of get a little bit more of what I want from it now than I could before. So so it's been interesting.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
And it's chat. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks, Sharon. All the best.
Thank you,
okay.
David. All the best.
Take care, hon.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
I see Sharon. She's like over there in the kitchen. She's like, hey.
Right. All right. Area code 786. You are live. What is your name, please?
Hi. My name is Leslie.
Hey, hi, Leslie.
Leslie.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
I just take a general reading, whatever Spirit wants to tell me.
Okay. All right, hang on a second. I don't know why I just wrote your name and I wrote a music note. Like on page, like when you write music, a music note. Let's see. I'm going to switch cards. No, actually, I'm going to use it right away. Okay, let's see. See, what happens is I never do it the same way twice. I don't shuffle cards and do it the same way. Each time I shuffle them a little different and stuff. So let's take a look. It says that you're actually quite familiar with this type of work. Is that true?
Familiar? I don't understand.
Leslie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. It says that you're actually, like, you're really kind of familiar with this type of work, you know, psychic work and clairvoyance and all that other stuff. Is that true?
Oh, well, I mean, I've known about it for a while. And I've done research in the past.
Okay. This is what I see. This is what I hear, and this is what I see. I see that because of many of the things that have happened in your past and in your life and many of the things that you've been through and things like that, that you could be a really, really good magician. Now, a magician, either you were one before or you can become one. And this is talking about finances or money or a little bit of money, okay? But that it would actually be a while. So what I think they're trying to say to you is this. Though I don't think, like, you're going to run out and become a professional tarot card reader or anything like that, but I think what they're trying to push home the point that there's something that you can do to make a little bit, even a little bit more money, or a little bit of money off of, you know, your intuition and your psychism and all these kinds of things. So I don't know if you've had any plans or ideas or projects, but that's what I see. I don't know. If that doesn't make sense to you, you know, the only thing I can do is reshuffle and try it again. But that's what it's saying. But you're not a professional reader or anything, so I don't understand why you would want to go there.
Yeah.
And you have no interest in going that route. Yeah.
I've never even thought about it. That's totally opposite of what my day job is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hang on a sec. Hold on. Taking a look. I'll grab the other deck. Okay. Hang on a sec. I'm thinking, wow, this woman's like a professional psychic or something. Okay, let's take a look. All right. Okay, this talks about something, it talks about something that about 4 years ago. And then it talks about you actually, it's coming back down to something to do with spirit, a connection with spirit, praying.
My
do you pray?
My father passed away 4 years ago.
Your father passed away 3 years ago?
4 years ago.
Was 4 years ago. Okay, it was a major life event. It was something that was out of your control. And did you also have a big loss when you were 19? Does that anything happen there that you can think of? 19. Nothing pops in your head. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was there any kind of issue with you getting to your dad after he passed?
When you say getting to, like, seeing him before he passed away?
After he passed away.
After he passed away? No, I live in the same state, but, like, far away. But I was there with enough time that I spent time with him, even though he wasn't, I don't know if he knew that I was there, before he passed away. And I stayed there after he passed away for the burial, of course, and everything.
Okay, awesome. Excellent. Okay, so what you just said to me, you said you don't know if he knew that you were there. That's what you just said to me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he knew you were there. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, did you get to see him before he left? Because, you know, I'm thinking, I seen someone traveling there. I seen someone who done some traveling. And I'm kind of thinking, did they, like, not make it in time? Or, you know, and I see them praying to the light and talking to God and asking God and doing all these kinds of things. So that's what I think he's saying. I mean, to answer your question, I think he knew you were there. Okay.
Oh,
okay, good. All right, hang on. How much time do we got, Dave? Oh, do I have a couple of minutes left?
Yeah, you do, Dave. No problem.
Okay. All right, so I see a man who's inside of a wheelchair. I feel like I'm inside type of like a nursing home or something like that. Okay. Hold on. I don't want to say anything, though. I lost. Okay, I'm sorry. I lost him. Okay, that's what I think. And I think that's the most important message that you need to hear. So he knows you were there.
Yeah, that's very important for me because, you know, he was so drugged up and they had him on so many things so that he wouldn't be in pain. Like, I didn't know if he knew that I was there.
Yeah.
You know?
Still trying to tap into a bit. Yeah. No. He knew. No, he knew you were there. I mean, now it's a whole different thing. I mean, so you can, like, start asking for signs. And this is what I tell everyone. You know, if you want to know if someone's around, right, like that is past, people always say ask for signs and things like that. This is what you do. It's really simple. Picture yourself being over there, right? And you want to get someone's attention here on Earth, right? But you can't talk. They can't see you. You can't talk. So how would you do it? And the easiest way to do it would be to do things that they would normally do. So like around the same time of day. If you know that, you know, hey, this person normally cooks dinner at like 5 o'clock, you know, or they normally wake up at 8 o'clock, or they're passing this place on their way to work, things like that. That's how they most show themselves. So if you feel any concern over that, that's something you should start looking into, because I think you can get some pretty good messages from them. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't directly answer your question. I apologize, but thank you.
No, that was what I needed to hear, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's good to hear, Leslie. Take good care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay, area code 303. You are live. What is your first name, please?
Hey. It's hey to the double D's today. My name is Allison. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there. Hi, David 1. Hey, David 2.
Hey.
So my question is,
how are you doing,
career.
Allison?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I'm looking for career reentry, career work with some money attached to it this time.
Okay.
DC around that. It's been quite a while.
Okay. Let me take a look. I mean, why do I keep on seeing... Are you completing up some type of training program or something right now?
Oh, no.
Okay. The reason why I asked is because sometimes, you know, you could see something and it might not be the same career related as something you had done before, you know. So, let's see. And people are often surprised. They're like, what? I wouldn't see myself doing that. Let's see. Okay, all right. I'm seeing like part-time, okay, because I'm seeing some of your responsibilities. Like you have a lot of responsibilities and you do a lot of things and you have a lot of things to take care of, okay? But at the same time, it's like some of these things really need to stop. So if you're like actively looking for work, I'm seeing part-time because the card that I'm looking at doesn't always necessarily mean like a full commitment, but mm-hmm. it's something that's being, again, it's this card, I talked a lot about this card earlier, and which is the Six of Cups, but I'm just looking at the other cards around it. So that's what I would think. I wouldn't like jump into something because I don't think you'd want to get burnt out on something that you're really not sure of, but this is saying that you could get some part-time work relatively soon. That's what I think. Okay, nothing
that's
that you have to like really...
Yeah, Right, that's in my career, yeah. though. That's the most important thing. Cause, yeah, I'm looking more for good-paying part-time work. I want to get closer because I'm old. I'm an old lady, so, you know, I'm not looking to be working 40, 50 hours a week like I used to, you know. I don't really want to do that. But I do want to be in my career again. I do want to be on path again. I have a great amount to offer. So that's where the sticking point is how to what that might look like.
Sure. I think that you're doing fine. I think that, you know, that you realize that you have a lot of responsibilities and you do a lot of – well, it's the Queen of Cups, which is always represents to me a mom or a mother figure. You know, I mean, she's like – she's a queen, right? She's in charge. But she's in charge of things that family and, you know, things of love. But at the same time, it's like something's going to give, you know. I mean, you're going to have to give up something to get something. And it's saying part-time would be fine, and I could see that happening. And this is saying within like 6 weeks. So that's what I think. I think that would work out really good for you. And I don't think it would really stress you out. And I think it would be good for you.
Well, is it in the publishing? Is it in the publishing field or is it in the radio field? Let me see if I can narrow it down a bit. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's,
no,
like I said, the field is what I'm trying to hone in on, not the hours I work per week.
Sure. Well, what I just heard was that, like, let's say if you applied for two of them, if one of them wasn't to your satisfaction or you didn't like it, you know, you would just basically have to wait a little bit longer, and then the second one would pop up. Okay, so as long as you get – and that's smart because you have two things that you can work with. So the answer is, you know, inevitably, or if you don't – if you chose not to take the publishing but the other one – so I think it would really come down to what you would want to do. That's what I think, Allison, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. All right.
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
God bless.
You're awesome.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
God bless.
We'll take one more caller. How does that sound, Dave?
Sure, absolutely.
We can't get to everybody. The response has been overwhelming. And, folks, if you want to have a pretty sure guarantee that you're going to be called on in the queue, call in before the show starts, even. You can call 15 minutes early, and I usually have like 5 people that call in right at the beginning. We've been able to get to a lot of you tonight. And this next, and David, you can be reached at frgreetings.com. So check that out, folks.
That's not
go
it.
Go ahead.
It's frgreeting.net. frgreeting.net.
I thought you said it wasn't.
Well,
okay.
I changed, Dave. I changed. No, you're right. It used to be frgreetings.com, but then I changed it to frgreeting.net. Not because I want people to be able to decipher between my handmade greeting cards and my tarot stuff. So frgreeting.net.
Gotcha.
You guys go there, check it out. And I only charge one price. I charge a fixed price, and it's only $30, and that's for a 12 card reading. And I forgot to mention, I also send the recorded reading, the actual reading that's recorded, just like, you know, really good, great quality audio, to an email of your choice. And I don't even know anybody else who offers that. So, you know, because you're going to be, after a while, you're like, wow, I can't remember if we talked about that. And you should have a copy of your reading, and I stick by that. So, okay, awesome. So let's get on. So frgreeting.net. Thanks, guys. Let's go. Let's get on to the next caller.
Okay. Well, this is a Skype caller that called in 35 minutes ago. I see another Skype caller, but I'm going for the one that's been waiting the longest, and you are live.
Yeah,
what is your first name?
Hi, Mr. Dave. It's Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Thank you.
Hi, Veronica.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. Question, please. My guy partner, 10 years, right? And he's gone working, and he hasn't been very responsive to me. I know he's working on the island. I want to know, did he meet somebody, or he's upset at me, or he's don't want to talk to me right now because, you know, please, thank you. It starts with the letter B.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. I was going to ask you that. Okay.
B-R-E-N-T.
That's okay. All right. But thank you. I'm going to write his name down. Yeah, I see this guy. He's just kind of sitting there bobbing in the wind and doing nothing when I write down his name. It's kind of like a something you see outside of, you know, one of those big blow-up dolls or something. So I think that right now it's just talking about a lot of limbo. Things are in a lot of limbo. But let me check. Let's see. Hold on.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay. So was there an argument before the last time you guys spoke? Was there any kind of disagreement at all? Because it's saying that somebody kind of feels like they're put out in the cold and they're kind of hurt.
Maybe we both hurt.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah. Well, the good news is, I don't think it's over. Actually, seeing you guys really like each other. That's what I see. Okay, and it's saying that you're going to get some information because it's the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands is really information that's in flight. So it's actually kind of like been sent out, and it's kind of like heading towards you. So I don't think it'll be much longer till you hear something. Okay, so but if you to answer your question, why? I think that somebody felt like they got really, really hurt, like emotionally they got hurt. It could even be that they've actually got physically hurt, okay? But in this case, I don't think that's what happened. That's what I think. So I don't know, maybe somebody said something that they didn't understand the extent that the other person took it to. Does any of this make sense to you?
What do you mean?
Yes, I understand.
So I think you're okay. I just give it a little bit more time. But I don't see them, like, leaving or not coming back. I think you guys really like each other. That's what the Ten of Cups says. And the Ten of Cups is just an amazing card. Okay, this would be like a happy marriage or a happy friendship. It's an amazing card. So that's what I think. Just give it a little bit more time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Awesome. Just hang in.
Thank you.
Hang in there. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Monica.
Thank you, David.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Oh, I love reading this like that. I like the way.
Yeah, that's great. David, I tried looking up frgreetings.net, and I keep getting Time Warner
or
something.
There's no S. It's FR greeting. There is no S. There's no S.
Oh, that's where I'm screwing up. Okay, frgreeting.net. Beautiful.
Yeah,
okay, well.
And like I said, you know, I got a really good psychic. Yeah, no problem. I got a really excellent psychic page on there. I've really been working on. I really like it. Yeah, lots of good psychic information and free PDF files and things. So, yeah, it's a really, really great hobby. It's a great way to get away. You know, I recommend anybody who needs a little stress relief to not drop their mic. But you know, do it as a hobby. It's amazing.
Great. Well, I see the site, and I'm glad that I've got it straight. You put it out there at the beginning of the show, so people that listen to the show from the beginning will have it. I just didn't write it down, so that was on me, and I'm not going to worry about it. I know what it is now.
That's right. Just bookmark that, baby, and you're good to go. And I also have you on the page, Dave. If you scroll down, I got you on there.
Oh,
I got
cool.
Leo on there. Yeah, I got Rachel Phillips
cool.
on there. See?
Oh, okay. Well, Dave, it's been great to have you on. I'll be in touch with you soon about setting up another date, if you're open to that.
Absolutely.
And for now, I'm going to wish you well.
You too. Go in peace, Dave.
Thanks. You too. So once
later,
again,
buddy.
We come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.